Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
What is up, Ross?
Nothing. And Dylan Chivalry.
What's up, Billy?
Re.
Thank you for...
Again, nothing is up. I'm here with you guys. That's what's up.
Okay. Are those Jordans?
What these are J's.
Yeah. Those are the old school ones or what?
Yeah, these are old school J's.
Those fours?
I don't know the number.
Those are pretty fly, man. I mean, I would never wear them, but they're fly.
These are ones.
Rocket colors, of course.
Yeah, they're Bulls colors, Dan. They're Bulls colors.
Hmm.
It's a different red. That's neither here nor there.
Like, I went to middle school with some guys who wear like that because they were Bloods, you know?
That's the exact same reason I'm wearing them?
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Yeah, you're a Blood.
I'm affiliated.
I do not represent any gang. I'm neutral here, so don't come at me.
Okay, that's good. Your pants are almost blue. I feel like it's
no. He's
offensive.
As gray as it comes.
These pants are padded Gucci.
Just for the record, for any Bloods or Crips that might be listening, none of us are actually gang affiliated in any way. Please don't seek vengeance for. Do they still fuck around and like? Are they still out there? Are they still doing it?
Yeah, I think they're still
like
doing
the gang
damn
scene.
Thing,
is,
yeah.
The gang scene has died down a little bit.
You only ever hear about the Mexican gangs in
since
Texas.
Like the 90s.
Cartels. Yeah,
like MS,
cartels
MS-13 and shit,
and
like cartels cutting each other's heads off.
Like, but like, I don't think, I mean, there are still Bloods and Crips out there, but it's not as heated as it once was.
Shouts
like,
to all the Bloods and Crips out there holding it down for American gangs.
Hey, y'all get over y'all's beef, man. We're all just trying to do the same thing out here on the streets.
Also, I feel like there's biker gangs still relevant.
Yeah, I feel like, oh, biker gangs.
Oh,
are,
dude, but they're
they
still
fuck
going.
Around.
That,
they'll fuck
you up.
You
in
know
Waco. They stay strapped.
That shootout in Waco wasn't too long ago.
You go to a restaurant, like,
yeah,
you go to
died.
Twin Peaks, you got to look around, man. You better be looking over your shoulder.
That was a really intense.
It's like 400 people involved in that, weren't there? It's like a
I
movie.
Think over 100
like
people were arrested.
Oh, biker gangs and sports, they go hand in hand. We should get Twin Peaks to sponsor this podcast. You think they'd be down?
Or maybe the Bloods or the Crips would like to sponsor
Or the Bloods or Crips. Hit us up if you're a rep for the Bloods, Crips, or
we'll
Twin
Peaks. We'll
help
the recruiting efforts by promoting
Or one of the Texas biker gangs. We're more than happy to get involved there.
I'd rather go old school and do Bloods or Crips.
I watched Sons of Anarchy. I kind of get it.
I can fucks with the cartel.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Take that back.
No. Nope.
I just want safe passage through Mexico.
I seen
when
Sicario,
I drive.
Man. I'm not fucking around with that gang. No.
Micah?
Dan, are you familiar with the, speaking of gangs, the Conor McGregor situation?
No, what's going on?
He has allegedly punched a gang kingpin's son in the face in a bar brawl. And this has gotten very interesting.
Oh, he needs
it's an Irish cartel called the Kinahan Cartel.
They're Dublin gangsters.
And apparently,
peace quickly.
They Connor, will blow up his car. That's they don't fuck around.
Yeah, like they're nasty. And then these British tabloids posted this story and said a sports celebrity was punched or was involved in a fight. And then Connor then posted this on his Instagram with a caption just saying the celebrity.
Okay.
And like he's hiding. And then at a press conference yesterday, he just said, "Come and fucking get me." Over and over again. It was a press conference he had for a speeding ticket.
Dude, you can't have a press conference for a speeding ticket.
Well, I think he went to court and the press came to him and he just, yeah, but it's...
So he's currently beefing with Irish gangsters.
That's right.
Great. I don't know much about the Irish gangsters.
Is Connor untouchable in Ireland, though? Is he that
I guess we're about to find out.
I don't think... It's tough to say, you know? It really is. Speaking of, I am somewhat familiar with Irish gangsters. There's a little bit of that in Sons of Anarchy. They get involved with the bikers.
There's a lot of movies out there, too.
Indeed, there are.
Look, y'all, stay away from gangs.
That's
the takeaway.
Don't
here.
Join a gang is the real takeaway here.
There
Unless you've got to survive, in which case, join a gang.
Hey,
there are reports
out.
That there is a $1.4 million ransom on the head of Conor McGregor now.
Much like street gangs, to get into our squad, it's blood in, blood out. Micah got jumped in pretty recently.
Yeah, getting That's jumped true. In is no joke, man.
Yeah,
Connor can pay more than $1.4 million after
Remember
that
Micah, when
Ford
we jumped
fight,
you?
Though.
Oh, yeah, he's worth, yeah. He's got $100 million.
Yeah.
As
They're going to have to up that
Dana
ransom.
White recently pointed out.
He might not
They're having trouble getting him
yeah.
to come back and fight because he's so rich now. He said something like, try getting out of bed to get punched in the face when you've got $100 fucking million dollars in the bank.
That's fair.
Which is a fair point. Yeah, I'm not doing that if I'm him. But anyway, on to other sports. In the NFL, Thursday night football game is a good one, or at least a rivalry. I don't know if it's going to be a good one, but
who is it?
It's the Redskins and the Cowboys, man.
Oh shit!
You heard of those
boys
teams
tonight? I didn't realize we had the
just
boys
a couple
tonight
of 5-6 powerhouses.
Wow.
Yeah.
With a Washington win, the Eagles actually clinched tonight.
Okay. The Eagles have basically
Dan,
you're
on
9-1, dude.
Come on, man.
I don't think you. That's
they're not 9-1. This
they
is
they are.
This is ten and one.
They're 10-1, dude.
Yeah, this is week 12.
I can't do math.
This is week 13, actually.
That's a secret about me for everybody listening. I can't do math.
Really?
No, I've never learned math.
Well, we write for a living.
Can you do like basic arithmetic?
So usually that's the other side of the
brain.
Do
you know the multiplication table?
They're up to like 9. I can do like 9 times 9 is 81. Past that, I'm done.
You didn't get up to 12?
You can't do 9 times 10?
Mm-mm.
You never got to 12 times 12? That was like the peak.
Yeah, that was a max.
What is that, 224?
144.
Fuck. See?
You moron.
Yeah, no, I can't do maths. It's unfortunate, but it is what it's just a truth that I have to live with every
day.
We
all have our shortcomings, Bill.
Yes. Yeah, like when I'm doing lines to gamble on, I got to get my wife to help me. Like, what does this number mean?
How much am I going to lose if I place this bet?
Okay. Anyway, the line at mybookie.ag, which is where you should be placing your bets, is Dallas +2.
At Jerry World, home dog.
Damn.
What? Is that for real?
That is for real.
They're sliding, man.
Damn. Against the Skins?
They're sliding, dog.
They just got housed by the Chargers.
Yeah, okay, how do you feel about this? Seriously, because I'm going to bet this game.
Like, honestly, though?
Yeah.
Like, we them boys.
That is not helpful. I don't know how many weeks in a row I can say it. That is not helpful commentary.
I honestly have no feel for this game. I don't know. The Cowboys, they've looked okay at points in the season. They looked like trash last, I don't know, 3-ish games or so. I don't know what to make of it. If gun to my head, I would probably take Washington, but I would not feel confident in doing that.
The Redskins have kind of been putting up points, right?
I kind of want to take Washington. It feels like one of those games where public money is gonna be like, dude, it's the Cowboys at home.
I think it's the other way. I think Dallas is on a slide.
They just got embarrassed
perception
by the Chargers.
Yeah. On Thanksgiving. They've had a few days.
And of course, the Eagles.
Or actually, Washington played on Thanksgiving, too.
The Eagles put it
so
to
you
all,
think
that was kind of more expected.
You think Cowboys, Dan?
I'm leaning towards home dog, you know. You get points at home, I always
dude,
think that side.
I just, they've been so bad.
At the end of the day, the we them boys, so.
That is true. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Okay.
+2.
All right. That's fine, man. I hope you win.
Dan, home dog?
Yeah, we're all on the boys.
All right, fuck it.
Eagles have to wait another week to clinch.
Yeah, well, if we're right, we're probably not. The over-under is 47, which I have zero feel for over-unders at this point this season. I got nothing. In the NFL, I cannot judge an over-under for shit.
Nah.
I really can't. There's no joke. It's just, that's it. I'm terrible at it. But yeah, I'll watch this game. I'll put money on it.
I'll probably watch. You know, it's the boys, so.
Okay.
I didn't know this game was tonight until 5 minutes ago.
Well, now you know. College football. College.
The first line here says Tennessee is still a fucking disaster.
Okay.
This is true.
Dude, I got a direct message from a listener from Tennessee that was like, hey, longtime listener of Backdoor Cover, but I had to stop listening like several weeks ago when you guys trashed Tennessee, and I haven't listened since. I guess this is like a super sensitive Tennessee fan. I don't even remember what we were trashing.
What did we say about
for
Tennessee? Oh, Micah trashed Tennessee. The hillbilly bit.
Hey man, yeah. I've been.
Hey, that was just Micah.
I defended the state of Tennessee.
Okay, but I'm talking several weeks ago. Then last week we trashed them again. But the point is, this person was asking me like, "Hey, I know Tennessee's in the news right now, and there's all this stuff going on. I'd like to become a Backdoor Cover listener again, but I wanted to check and see if you guys are with the mainstream media or if you're with us in Tennessee." And I said, I think we're with the mainstream media because I think we made fun of them again last week.
We had an opportunity to get a listener back, and you
kind of pushed them away.
Bogarted it.
But, dude, look, I didn't realize there was even two stances. I thought everybody was on the same page, that Tennessee has just been blowing this.
No, you're either on, like, Tennessee fan side where they're
what do they
just
believe?
They believe, like, all these hires and all these guys they're bringing in are trash, and they're just kind of revolting against everybody that they're bringing in, like Dave Dorian.
Who's their top candidate?
I thought that's what we believed. I thought that's
what
everybody was
believing. Dave Dorian is not coming to Tennessee. He is staying at NC State.
Mainly because I think the fans kind of were just like,
fuck that. Dude, I don't even know who these people are anymore that are the candidates. I really don't.
I mean, it's so funny. If you just – we've been talking about what a dumpster fire the Tennessee football program is for like the last 4 weeks now. They are a disaster. Actually, since the first game of the season when they let the Hail Mary go over the top, the first conference game.
I hope this guy is not listening now.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Aren't
but
they still
they're
like
a mess.
The top,
they're an embarrassment.
Top revenue program in the SEC? Or at least
perhaps.
In the East.
Yeah.
I got to find this message. Y'all keep talking.
Now, I just read that there's a million different things.
So their fans want them to go after T. Martin, but they won't do it?
No, now they're going. The fans are clamoring for the comeback story of one Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that's been happening for a while now. I think, but isn't T. Martin another candidate that the fans are kind of pushing for?
Yeah.
What? And he's been an assistant somewhere for a while. What's his story right now?
He's at USC.
He's an assistant at USC.
Why won't they go after him?
And now the sources aren't, well, I don't have sources, but most reports are now saying that they're looking towards Kevin Sumlin.
That'd be a good pick for them. He's a good coach.
He is. He really is. He didn't really get a fair shake at A&M.
Why'd you laugh like that then?
I don't know.
He did a lot better at A&M than Butch Jones did. The guy at NC State that they were like on the verge of hiring yesterday had a worse record in the ACC than Butch Jones had in the SEC. And so their fans
ACC's
were going crazy
tough.
Again.
ACC might be the best conference of football. I don't know.
And then the most important news that happened today is professional wrestler and Knoxville mayoral candidate Kane has weighed in, and he thinks Les Miles should be the coach.
Well, he's running for you said for mayor.
Les Miles would be a good coach. I don't see a problem with that.
Kane.
Les Miles has done well everywhere he's been.
Dude, Kane set his brother on fire.
Yeah, he murdered family members.
He buried his brother alive.
His brother
multiple times, I think.
He's basically a more theatrical Leatherface.
His brother goes to the chiropractor above our office.
He does.
Yeah, the Undertaker
Dude,
does.
The Undertaker. Have we ever talked about that?
We see him all the time.
At our office, we've got like a chiropractor on the, second or third floor?
The second floor.
And all these famous people, famous people.
He's like
I
the
mean,
Austin, he's like the Austin chiropractor.
Yeah,
so
all these famous people go to this guy. Like we've seen
Dr. Bob.
We saw Rick Perry.
I rode Elevator with Michael Dell.
Yeah, Michael Dell of You're Getting a Dell, Dude.
Billionaire. Anytime there's a Bentley parked out front, it's because the Undertaker's getting an adjustment upstairs.
The Undertaker. The Undertaker drives a Bentley and goes to a chiropractor above us.
Yeah, now Kane's running for mayor of Knoxville.
You don't have any idea how terrifying it is at your workplace until you've seen the Undertaker walking through the parking lot. Fucking scary, man.
The Undertaker.
But yeah, now his brother's trying to be a mayor.
Yeah, I mean, you think it might be problematic.
They're not even real brothers, are they?
Could be problematic.
In real life.
That Kane actually chokeslammed Linda McMahon.
Are they not real brothers?
The lines have been blurred between reality and fakeness in wrestling so far that I don't even know.
I thought they were legit brothers, but...
Dan, did you just drop some piece of wrestling history on us that...
I did.
He chokeslammed a woman?
He did.
She's actually the chairman of the Small Business Administration in the Trump White House now.
Who did this?
Kane.
Wait, Kane is that for real?
I think he's chokeslammed Linda McMahon multiple times.
Yeah. Like in the ring or like at home? That's a big difference.
The lines are very blurred.
It was, I think it was on the stage, so like the entrance ramp.
What is real?
I don't know.
And what is not?
Okay, so it was,
part
of the whole show then.
Dude.
Yeah, it was a show.
White trash.
It
wasn't like in their bedroom.
No. White trash wrestling fans love domestic abuse, though.
Linda McMahon is the administrator of the Small Business Administration. Her family gave dozens of millions of dollars to Donald Trump, and now she's in the cabinet.
The WWE is a small business.
Yeah. Worth so much money, though. I feel like they've had a good resurgence recently, past like 3 or 4 years.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
they kind of went into the dumps like after the Attitude Era. I think they're kind of on the upswing.
Okay, so like just to be clear, Kane has endorsed
Les Miles
for
Tennessee head coach.
All right, that's enough about that.
And then the entire time that this has been happening, Lane Kiffin's just been trolling Tennessee on Twitter, and it's fantastic. If you're not following Lane Kiffin on Twitter,
yeah, he tweeted out a Photoshop picture of Kim Jong-un in a Tennessee.
A Kim Jong-un meme.
He's been. I like to think he actually does his own Photoshops late at night.
Yeah, he's making those memes.
Yeah, he's got like, he's really big on rat poison right now and rat traps.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
How's the FAU like?
That's
AD,
what I'm saying.
Not like,
I don't understand
dude,
how they're.
Can you chill?
Yeah, like.
No, it's because
50,000 plus retweets and shit.
Actually, I think I saw a number where it's like 40% of out-of-state admissions have gone up since Lane Kiffin's been at FAU. So I think he can do whatever he wants.
He's just like living down there, man.
The
loves it.
Crowd at the Tennessee men's basketball game last night started a We Want Kiffin chant, as well as a Fire Curry chant, who's their AD, who's clearly a dead man
and
walking.
I honestly love everything he's doing. I wouldn't leave if I was Lane. Like, he's got all the co-eds in Boca. Like, you've posted multiple of them on TFM Girls. Like, Lane has his pick of the litter there. He can win 8 or 9, 10 games every year.
Right.
And just kind of coast for the rest of his life in Boca.
Hit the beach, dude.
Yeah.
And his last Photoshop was that he was mad because Kim Jong-un had more people sign a petition to make him the next head coach at Tennessee than Kiffin. And he was like, I deserve more than this guy. It's just incredible.
He's having fun.
In other news, Herm Edwards has been hired by Arizona State University.
Do you want to know what his last job in college was?
Please tell me.
It was from 1987 to, I believe, 1989. He was the defensive back coach for San Jose State.
What was Herm's most recent gig in the NFL?
Was he a Chiefs coach? Or
Jets?
It was Jets and then Chiefs. And then he hasn't coached in like a decade.
Herm Edwards.
He's been out of the NFL for 9 years.
Dude, what's he been
doing?
3-13
He's been out of coaching for 9 years.
Hello?
Dude.
No. You play to win the game.
One of the all-time greatest press conferences ever.
Not nearly as good as playoffs.
Okay, but it's up there with it.
Yeah.
It is. This is true. It's kind of weird, though. They're keeping Todd Graham's like entire staff. So they just replaced the head coach, and then everybody underneath him is staying. At least that's the plan.
Back to the Lane Kiffin thing. Let's not forget, he was run out of town last time he was in Knoxville.
Because he left.
Yeah, I know. But he had to be, like, police escorted to, like, the city limits because
are insane.
Yeah.
They didn't want him
now they
to
want
leave.
Him back.
A literal angry mob chased him out of town.
Because
that's what happened.
Because he took the USC job.
That's still what happened.
Not because of anything he did on the field.
Point being, like, bad blood was there. And now they want him back, like, open arms.
Come on, man. It's sports. If we've learned anything from LeBron, it's that
true.
Time
heals
all. If
you
come back, nobody gives a fuck that you left in the first place.
I mean, Bobby Petrino left Louisville on fire. That's why they had to bring Charlie Strong in, and his first rule was no guns. Because so many of the players were doing illegal things. And they just brought him back.
If your first rule in any organization, when you come in, that you have to make...
We're talking student athletes
as a new regime change is no guns.
Oh, Charlie Strong's like core values. It's just like no guns. No, don't beat up women. It's really like simple stuff.
Those are my core values,
It's like
too.
Day one, like humanity stuff.
Yeah. Shit you learn when you're six.
And that's where Petrino left the program when he left. And they brought him back.
Dude, Petrino is one of the funniest characters in sports.
Petrino, and then, I mean...
The motherfucking motorcycle accident is one of the funniest things that's ever happened in any
sport. With
his
mistress, right? He's like a...
Yeah, but she was like a... She worked at the school. She
yeah,
was
he
like
had,
a,
he, his mistress, his 28-year-old mistress was working as as a receptionist and making like 280 grand a year. He also had...
The picture of him in the neck brace is an all-timer, though.
I'm looking at it now. He's got road rash all over his face. He is just... He could not look worse.
And then you had Rick Pitino as the basketball coach at the same time.
I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
Petrino was great. Really the best, though. Like, Petrino also had two brothers on the staff. He had his daughter and his son-in-law were, like, employed by the university. He was, like, Trump of Arkansas. He had the whole family getting paychecks and his mistress on staff. It was incredible.
It's pretty ballsy to roll through town with your mistress. Like, people are going to see you, man.
Dude, there's so many memes.
Like on a motorcycle.
I'm looking.
Was it a motorcycle or a moped? I like to think it was a moped.
I think it was a legit moped.
I mean, he's clearly the most famous person in that city in Arkansas.
I'm looking at
in Louisville.
Yeah, I noticed that wasn't your wife on the back of your motorcycle.
Well, I assume she wore a helmet. The one I'm looking at is him. It's just his face all fucked up with the neck brace on, and it just says, "Pimpin' ain't easy." Oh, Petrino, man.
After Arkansas, he did a season at Western Kentucky, and then Louisville took him with open arms. So it's kind of like a similar route Lane Kiffin's done right now.
Oh, unbelievable. FSU is urging Jimbo Fisher to make a decision. So, all right, I got questions here.
Yep.
Does the whole Jimbo Fisher thing still revolve between him deciding to go to A&M,
yes,
allegedly because they're offering him $40 million?
They're offering him the bag. They're offering him resources. Like, essentially, if Jimbo goes to A&M, he wants something done. It'll be done in, like, 10 minutes because all oil money.
So is he not happy at FSU? He, like, doesn't like the AD? Or what? What's the situation?
It's like a leverage play, right?
It's a leverage play. And it's also, I think he has problems with, like, the administration above him.
I mean, dude, I'd go be king of College Station for $40 million.
How nice a town is Tallahassee? I have no idea.
I don't either. That's the real
Tallahassee's
question.
Tallahassee's fun.
Because College Station,
it's not a nice
sucks.
Town. It's a fun town.
Yeah, no offense to the Aggies, but that place is a fuckhole.
Yeah, it's a fuckhole.
It is trash. For real, though. I've been to College Station twice,
it's
and
like,
I would be cool
like
with never going back.
It does look like a prison.
It is a field of dry, just cow patties. That's it.
And they're insane.
Man, these people are nuts. It's a cult.
Couple notes. He's currently the sixth highest paid coach in America at Florida State, making about $5 million. The rumors he would make more than $7 million a year at A&M, and the A&M Board of Regents is scheduled to meet this afternoon so it could approve a contract offer for Fisher. I would imagine he's probably going to coach Florida State this weekend and we'll know what the deal is on Sunday.
I hope he comes to A&M, man. We need something to happen there to be exciting. Like, it's the more schools in this state that have exciting football programs, the better it is for us.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, your squad isn't helping out.
That's for damn sure.
Dan's is doing what they should be doing.
The state of Texas as a whole, like football-wise,
it's pretty bad.
I mean,
what happened to us?
NFL all the way down. It's just
what happened? Texas
ugly.
Forever. I thought we were supposed to be the football state.
Well, TCU.
Yeah, yes. Look. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're in the Big 12 championship game, but even if they win, they somehow will get left out of the playoff.
I think rightfully
that,
so.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm not trying to see TCU get spanked in the playoff. Dude.
Well, they have better wins than both Alabama and Ohio State.
Yeah, but you're way too caught up on this. You have too much personal emotion tied up in the playoff shit now. It's you can no longer be objective.
No, I'm being very rational. And like, just straight up, if you look at the schedules, TCU has a way better resume than
okay,
both
but
Alabama
think
he, and Ohio
I think
State.
He's bringing UCF into this.
No, I'm not bringing UCF into this.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm saying that, like, strength of schedule and all that bullshit, like, I really don't care. I just want to see the four best teams. And if TCU goes in because of strength of schedule and they get pounded, what was the point?
The committee's just a joke, so it doesn't matter. You're not going to see it because TCU isn't going to drive ratings. And it's essentially, the committee wants the entire country kind of involved as much as possible. So if it's just all Southern teams and they leave a Midwest team out and a West team out, then ratings are going to suffer. Like, so Ohio State, I think, is kind of in the driver's seat if they win the Big Ten championship, even though they don't deserve to be in the playoff.
Alabama? What about Alabama?
I honestly think they'd put in Ohio State over a two-loss Ohio State team over a one-loss Alabama.
Because they would be conference champions?
Because they'd be conference champions and because they would get that Midwest
market. And
you want
a Big Ten representative?
Yeah. I mean, they don't deserve it at all. I think Alabama should be in the playoff.
Yeah, if they played, Bama probably wins that by 12.
At least. But yeah, I think it has everything to do with money. I think it's just
cash rules
having,
everything
kind of having that
cream.
Region for the market.
I don't think there's any way Bama gets left out. I think they'll find a way.
That would blow my mind.
I don't think there's any way.
Well, yeah, Alabama is a name brand too. They probably will try to get them involved. I think.
But if Auburn wins the SEC,
Auburn's in.
Then they're in for sure.
Yep.
Can you have Auburn? Can you have two SEC West representatives?
Last week, Dan said yes.
You could. And I think Ohio, it really depends how, if TCU beats Oklahoma and Ohio State beats Wisconsin, I think Ohio State and Alabama are both in. That's pretty easy, right?
Ohio State, Alabama are both in, along with Clemson.
The winner of Clemson, Miami, and Auburn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a fun week.
Yeah. It's essentially kind of like a quarterfinal, like 18 playoff almost.
Wait, so we have conference championships this weekend?
Championship weekend, baby.
Yep. First game's Friday.
Before we jump into the games, Ole Miss is making NCAA is making a decision on Ole Miss tomorrow.
Yeah, so they'll finally figure out what their punishment is. They've had sanctions that they put on themselves.
I thought they already
catch me up here.
For all the Hugh Freeze shit.
It could be any number of things.
Yeah,
I feel like it all goes back to the Larry Tunsil gas mask photo that happened, like, which seems like 6 years ago, but I guess was like two years ago.
Yeah.
God, that was great.
Yeah, that was real
And then that's where, like, they started to peel back the curtain after that. And then all the Hugh Freeze stuff came out.
Hugh Freeze stuff was wild.
Yeah.
What do you do?
The escorts.
The escort shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of the same thing Rick Pitino did. I
love college
almost.
Football,
can't
man.
Can't do that, man.
All right, let's jump into these games. Friday night at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Stanford, number 14, Stanford at number 11, USC.
Stanford that just jumped like seven spots.
The Pac-12 has tarped off the upper decks in preparation for a shitty crowd. That's sad.
Yeah, no.
That's not what you want.
When I was there last year for the Colorado game, it was also a piss-poor crowd.
Was it tarped off?
Did they tarp that shit off to make it look better?
I believe so, yeah.
That's a weird move, man. I mean, it's a good move.
Oh, like, no, these seats are actually unavailable, sorry. Like,
for optics, it's a good move, but everybody could tell.
Like, the seats we had
you could
like,
tell on TV.
We had upper deck seats, but we just, like, moved down because there were so many open seats.
Oh.
USC minus four.
On mybookie.ag, USC is minus four. The over-under is 58.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Stanford.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm also with you.
KJ sweep. Costello, much better quarterback option at Stanford. Bryce Love, still kind of banged up. But I think the play here is the under 58.
Ooh. So. There's a little tidbit from Dan.
Yep.
But we're a clean sweep Stanford plus four.
I'm a big under boy this week.
All right.
Let's go put that out there. Mm-hmm. Jared, be proud.
We also have number 20 Memphis at number 14 UCF at Spectrum Stadium.
Moved up the whole spot.
Dan.
Good for you, Dan. 14 is better than 15.
This is true.
MyBookie.ag has Central Florida favored by 7.
What was the score when they played last time, Dan?
We beat them by 27. They had 13. So if I do the math, that's 40, right?
40 to 13?
No. 40 to 13?
Sure.
Yeah. That adds up.
That's an ass beating.
Over-under is 81.
Yeah, this one's going to be a close game, Dan.
That's a lot of points.
I'm worried about this game. I'm actually more worried about this game than I am the Peach Bowl.
I'll take Memphis plus 7.
I'm going to take the Knights minus 7. I just got a feeling. I think that was a hard test they just overcame.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, though. We had that emotional roller coaster game with USF. We're dealing with Scott Frost in Nebraska. Granted, Memphis is dealing with their head coach going to Arkansas, most likely.
I don't think that shit affects college players as much as people like to make it up to be. Like
that your coach is going to leave you? I think
this shit happens all the time.
Yeah, but the guy like was the reason you came to that program.
I read
you.
The other day that 80% of college football players will end up playing for two different coaches if they stay for 4 years.
Yeah,
that's
mean, it just
wild.
Seems
that
like
is wild.
Like, come on, dude. You care that the white guy who recruited you is going to get more money somewhere else?
Well, no, you understand why they do it, but still, like, you commit to, the coaches who, you talk to them throughout the recruiting process.
That's kind of bullshit,
they
though.
They
should be
you,
committed
like,
to
they're like, offenses, and, you know, it's a big deal.
Which is why, like, the transfer rule is such bullshit, and it's been brought up before, where, like, a coach can just jump ship and be immediately coaching
right.
for
yeah,
a
that
program.
Is bullshit.
Unless you're at a place that with, like a tier one coaching job, Alabama, for example, you know that Saban's going to be your coach.
Yeah, Saban's not going anywhere.
Until he dies.
Which might be in another, like, 30 years.
He will die with a headset on the sideline.
Well, make a fucking pick, Dan.
I'm going to go under 81.
Okay.
You can't do it, huh?
You're not going to pick the spread.
It's your team, Dan.
I mean, I'll go UCF minus 7, but my official pick is under 81. We're not scoring that many points. We're the number one and number two offenses in the country, but I think it's going to be a lot more low scoring than people think.
Okay. Well, 81's a fuckload of points.
That's a lot of fucking points.
We also got number 2 Oklahoma, number 10 TCU in the Big 12 championship in Arlington. The line on mybookie.ag is Oklahoma minus 7, and the over-under is 63.5. Yeah, I do not know.
I have TCU. It's just based on my hatred for
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. I don't think – who knows?
I'm scared to bet against that psycho, though.
Yeah, but this is a game that like Gary Patterson's just been like salivating over for the last few weeks since they lost Oklahoma.
Did he have it circled on the calendar?
Of course. It's a revenge game. If somebody can dial up a defense to stop Baker Mayfield, it is Gary Patterson. But they are at the same time the 120th ranked defense when it comes to giving up explosive plays or.
Oh, no.
I also just realized that earlier when we were factoring in talking about the playoff deal, I wasn't even considering Oklahoma. I just completely forgot about them.
Yeah, Oklahoma's in if they win.
Clearly.
So, give me Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma -7 because I just don't think Kenny Hill and company can keep up. But I'd also take the under.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oklahoma -7. I have no reason to bet against Oklahoma. I'm just going to leave it at that. At 3 o'clock in Atlanta, we got number 6 Georgia, number 2 Auburn in the SEC Championship. Auburn is -2 on my bookie, and the over-under is 47.5. Dylan, Dan, thoughts, feelings, notes, observations?
Auburn. They're very confident right now.
Okay. Okay.
Auburn is, like, rolling right now, obviously, but something about this game tells me Georgia. I know their offensive line got manhandled by Auburn's like front seven first game. But I think Kirby's smart. I don't know what it is, but he just makes the necessary adjustments. I think you take the line on Saturday morning, though. I think the line will go up maybe to 3 or 4. So grab the points on Saturday morning with Georgia.
I'm going to go Auburn -2. Oh, at night, we've got number 7 Miami at number 1 Clemson. The line is -9. That's doesn't say line. Doesn't say who for.
Miami,
I assume Clemson.
Miami is now without their two biggest receiving threats out for the season.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, receivers, they're not game changers usually.
Well, the tight end, Herden, I believe whenever Rozier throws them, it's like 70% of his passes are completed, and he's only completing 55% of his passes to other people.
Dude, so I'm taking Miami +9.
I got Miami, too.
That's a lot of points, man.
I think for a
1-7 matchup.
I think fucking Rick is going to run Rozier to the ground. He's going to have like 40 carries for like 250 yards. Miami might even win this game.
Okay.
But yeah, they do.
Miami +9.
We're all on Miami. And then we got Ohio State, number 8 Ohio State, at number 4 Wisconsin. Ohio State is -5.5, and the over-under is 51.
I'm all in on the Badger.
Wisconsin That's so.
+5.5.
I want Jared to be happy.
I do, too. I'm going to go with Jared
that
here.
That was real sweet, man.
I'm going to make bone zone, guys.
Here's my advice for this game. If you like Ohio State to win the game, pick Ohio State to cover. If you like Wisconsin to win the game, just pick the money line. Because Wisconsin's either going to win a really close game or Ohio State's going to blow the doors off them. There's no in-between.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
That's a betting tip.
Money line. All right, it's time for Dan's slate.
I didn't even realize we were doing it this week, but I have the picks. I just tweeted them out.
What do you mean you didn't realize? It's Dan's slate. It's your slate.
It's every week.
You're Dan.
We're doing a slate every week, Dan.
Well, there's not many games to pick from. We just went through like
I kept
game.
It there empty just for fun, hoping that you would have a slate.
All right,
I do have a slate. All right, Stanford, USC, recap that, under 58. Georgia, Auburn, under 47.5. Memphis, UCF, under... Miami +9, Georgia plus whatever they're getting Saturday morning, and those are slate.
We already talked about all those games.
I know, that's why I just kind of like rehashed everything.
And that was Dan's slate. If you like this podcast, you can support us by going to manoutfitters.com. Why is that supporting us? Because it's same company, same team, bro. Grand X, manoutfitters.com.
You're currently wearing a Man Outfitters hat right now.
I am wearing a Man Outfitters hat right now. It's available to purchase on the site if you want to be a Man
still?
Outfitters boy.
I don't think it is.
What's that?
I don't think it's still available.
Quiet
on the
site. Down. We got True Grit, Bunch in Stock. Don't know if that's accurate anymore. We just had huge sales if you missed them.
We just
blew out the
just
fucking
crushed.
Store. But there might be some pickings left in there for your ass.
There's some gems.
You fucking clown.
You just got to dig.
You missed the fucking biggest sale of the year. What an idiot. What
yeah,
a fool.
It says no promo code. Black Friday is coming. I don't know if he updated this since last week.
Well, clearly we didn't.
You can, maybe you can go back to time.
Because Black Friday
well,
already
technically it
came.
Is coming, but he got way about a year.
Yeah, that's technically correct. You're right, Dylan. Thank you. Anyway, though, we got great shit on Man Outfitters. Yes, we did have a huge sale on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It was glorious. If you missed it, I feel truly awful for you. But you should have been paying attention. We were fucking telling you about it for 2 weeks. We did an entire episode of the podcast just about the fucking sale. And you didn't go in there and save the money. What were you doing? We got some great hats in there right now. New ones from Sendero. Those are fucking sweet. Got some Southwest vibes on those hats. A little, you know, like Arizona, New Mexico type of shit.
Yeah.
Great fleeces from Patagonia. Get yourself a snap tee or a better sweater. Stay warm. Look good. Boots. Waterproof hiker boots. If you're trying to hide a body in the woods.
Or just go for a hike.
Or go for a hike. Those are good. ManOutfitters.com. Check it out. Support the podcast. Show some love for the Backdoor Cover Boys. Buy yourself a fucking boot. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're Touching Base guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot during your business. That's all we ask. All
right, we're back. Big news. Big news. Dan, explain what's going on with Fletcher Cox here.
Breaking news.
Breaking.
Via SportsCenter Twitter. Fletcher Cox is currently
Don't credit SportsCenter Twitter with our breaking news. We're breaking this story.
We're breaking this news.
I'll read the Associated Press story here.
Okay, you can break it then.
Yeah, Dateline Huntersville, North Carolina. A North Carolina man has filed a lawsuit against NFL player he says seduced his wife. Joshua Jeffords of Huntersville filed a lawsuit against Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox on November 22nd. Cox, 26, is being sued for alienation of affection. He has yet to respond to the lawsuit.
I didn't realize you could sue somebody for this.
I guess so. So Jeffords said in the filing that he learned in September of text and Snapchat messages between his wife and Cox, including explicit photos and discussions of having children together. He says his wife met Cox during a work trip to Pennsylvania, and she moved there in October. She met him in April and moved there in October. Jeffords says he sought mental treatment for, quote, substantial emotional distress and is seeking at least $50,000 in damages.
Sorry, bro, but if you sue because your wife has found another dick to hop on, a massive pussy. You either go throw hands with that man or just go.
You're gonna throw hands with one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL?
I'm saying you got two options. Either go throw hands with Fletcher Cox or shut the fuck up and go about your business and go live your life and forget about that woman, because suing somebody for banging your wife. Also, next level move to just be like dirty talking with somebody's wife and telling that you want to get them pregnant. Like that is some real shit there. But I guess if you're Fletcher Cox, you can do whatever you want until you get sued for it.
I mean, man just got paid too.
What are you doing in court here? Who do you call to the witness stand?
he has to prove mental anguish.
Stress.
I mean, that's real, but you can't just... Like, dude, you cause me mental anguish on a regular basis. Can I just sue you?
Yeah, you're soft, though.
So is this guy.
Yeah, this guy is too.
This guy got cucked, and he's suing about it.
Yeah, the worst part about this is...
This is some bullshit. He's publicly cucked.
To
admit.
To file this... I mean, you got to... Let the world know that you've been cucked.
Yeah, you're just letting your dirty laundry out for the whole world to see.
Well, yeah, just like you go into the judge's chambers and you're like, I want to file suit for I got cucked.
I don't think you go to the judge's chambers to do that, but I mean.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
Yeah, you got to do some paperwork first.
Yeah, you got to fill out a form.
Probably
check the box for cucking.
He's probably just going to sign the check for this guy. Like, here, sorry.
Yeah, I'd just give him the money and be like, dude, I'm sorry I plowed your wife.
Yeah.
And said I was going to get her pregnant.
Just like, what's like an apology, I'm sorry your wife cheated on you with me, type money?
Fletcher Cox, probably $20,000.
He's only asking for $50,000.
I'd give him like 20. You got to undercut that 20. You know, you never pay the amount they're demanding.
Give him some game tickets maybe too.
Yeah, tell him you'll hook him up with season tickets. and then it's like.
That's what he wants.
Then give him season tickets that are in like the obstructed view area, you know? In other news, Eli Manning, in a very sad story, after 14 seasons, 210 consecutive starts, was benched unceremoniously by the New York Giants in a move that has upset many, many people in the sports world. They asked Eli, or told him rather, that what they wanted to do was have Eli start this game on Sunday, And then they were going to take him out at halftime and put Geno Smith in. And Eli was like, yeah, no, thank you. Just go ahead and let Geno start, I suppose. Which, all right, first of all, I respect that move by Eli. Fuck that, dude. You're going to come in here and tell me that you're going to give me this...
A participation half?
A pity start? And then you already know that you're going to pull me at halftime and put in Geno Smith?
I think the book's out on Geno Smith. I think you know what you have with him.
This is insulting. That's why people are so upset.
Not letting him finish out the season is a weird move.
Dude, they're 2-9.
Yeah, I don't get it.
To give the man what he deserves.
He's a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
He needs to get the fuck out of there.
He just needs to retire.
It's really sad how often. I don't know, 40?
Mid-30s? The thing is, though, he's not
36-ish having... 36-ish, maybe?
He's not having the worst season. 36. I think he has like 14
touchdowns. He's 36.
Touchdowns,
yeah, his team is shit, man. It's not his fault.
He has no
trash.
Receivers. Like, everyone's hurt.
And on
he's
top...
He's got a couple more seasons.
Okay, but here's the thing. When you're in a situation like Eli's been in, 210 consecutive starts, you are the franchise, the face of the franchise. You've
been
there
Iron
forever.
Man.
You won a Super Bowl. You won two Super Bowls.
Haven't been injured.
It is on the franchise to make sure that that career ends the way it's supposed to. And too often in sports, they fuck this shit up, and I don't get it.
Like
they
if you
fucked it up.
If you had a rookie quarterback, maybe I'd understand it, but like Geno Smith.
And it's every sport that
there's
blow
enough,
this shit.
There's enough footage out on Geno Smith.
Yeah, this is a bullshit move.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. And dude, say what you will about Eli. He's one of the easiest people in sports to make fun of. He makes hilarious faces. He has an incredible dumb face.
By all accounts, a solid dude, though.
But all accounts, a good dude, a very funny dude. One of the more entertaining guys with his brother in the history of the fucking NFL.
Was the man and brother that didn't put his ball sack on a trainer?
Allegedly. And well, maybe he did too. It might come out later.
Cooper probably didn't do that either.
Yeah.
At least two Manning brothers.
I watched a half of Ole Miss UT sitting next to Cooper. He was hilarious too. The whole family's fucking hilarious. Good people, the Mannings. But this is shit. This is poop. Poop. The Giants franchise should be ashamed
of
themselves.
This is poop, Ross.
That is straight poop. This isn't really newsworthy or worth talking about, but I wanted to talk about it anyway because it's been so long since Manziel came up on this podcast, and he's still out there somewhere living his truth. We're going to talk about him for a second. Those 2016 assault charges that he had for physically assaulting then-girlfriend Colleen Crowley have been dropped as a result of him completing like some anger management courses and some other shit. But here's what I didn't know that is interesting. He applied to play in the CFL, the Canadian Football League, which we discussed last week. The season just ended. The Argonauts won the championship, I believe. I think.
Yeah, they
right?
beat the Stampede.
They beat the Stampede. They denied Manziel's application to play in their league. The Canadian
Why?
Football League, based on his checkered legal history.
Well, they're Canadian, so they probably
They're not down with that.
They have high morals.
Yeah, like, if you have a DWI, you can't go to Canada in some cases.
Ratings, though, man.
That's what I don't get. They should have let that. I would have watched the shit out of a Manziel Canadian Football League game.
Yes.
Who's the last big player to go to the CFL? Ricky Williams, maybe? Who's the last guy that
I feel there's probably a lot that you don't hear about because nobody cares.
Didn't T.O. do it?
They all do
for
it.
For a minute? Chad Johnson, maybe, too?
Is the CFL like the MLS for football?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of washed guys who can no longer compete.
Don't they still have the goalposts like at the goal line as opposed to at the end of the end zone?
Yeah, the field's wider too, I think. Right?
Who thought that was a good idea?
End zones are 20 yards long, I think.
Oh my God. I kind of like that though. I like that the the goalpost is kind of like impeding your way into the end zone.
Why is the end zone 20 yards long?
Why is the goalpost at the goal line?
Fucking Canadians, they always got to change up like some little minute detail to make
it fucking
Canadian.
Wild up there.
Anyway, apparently the CFL has left the possibility of him playing, of Manziel playing in 2018 on the table as long as he meets certain stipulations.
He needs to go to Arena League.
What kind of money are we talking here? What does the highest paid CFL football player earn?
That's a good question,
It's in Canadian money, so
let's guess.
It's even less than you think.
Yeah, let's guess.
All right, make your guess.
Let's translate it to U.S. dollars. My guess is $375,000.
$1.5 million.
Let's see.
Canadian.
All right, here's a stat. Last year, Matt Ryan took home $42 million, enough to cover the salaries of every Canadian Football League player.
Like the whole league.
My God.
The entire
Ryan
league.
Made $42 million last year?
Uh-huh.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
It also says that's
got to include endorsements.
That the Canadian Football League's most outstanding player, his name is John Cornish. He moonlights as a banker.
He has another job.
I overshot it.
Uh-huh. He's the running back for the Stampeders. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he works at a bank?
What's his salary, though?
I'm trying to find it.
He's a banker?
I think the numbers are so low that they don't want him released or something.
What does a banker entail, though? Is he like a teller?
I think so.
No, he sits at a desk and gets people loans and shit, I'm sure.
So, oh, the, so salary like cap for, the salary cap for each team is $5 million a year.
Okay. For the entire team?
For the whole team.
I think I'm pretty accurate then.
The average salary for a CFL player is around $80,000 U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, why does he have a second job? $80,000's pretty good.
Not.
He's probably north of that if he's like the highest. Or
he's probably killing it in the banking industry, man.
He's probably parlayed his fame as a CFL player into many children because he fucks. So he's got to support them with extra income.
I couldn't say.
We have no facts to back that up.
You don't parlay.
He probably fucks.
You don't parlay success into children.
Into banking.
All right, look. This is a Sports Illustrated story on Cornish that says, this is how it opens. A man walks up to the bank window. Wow, the man says to the teller. You look exactly like John Cornish, the running back for the Calgary Stampeders. The bank teller smiles.
He said that line for line.
Yeah, right. What a terrible writing job. Emily Kaplan, who wrote this, you should be ashamed of yourself. Also, this column about Cornish was written in 2014. Let's just move on. Nobody knows how accurate or inaccurate any of the information I just gave may or may not be.
I think Arena League, though, was perfect for Manziel. Just this right amount of trash in the Arena Football League.
We got to get Ice Cube. Ice Cube got to bring back the XFL.
Can't you sprint toward the...
Yes.
You can like run toward the line of scrimmage before the ball snaps?
In Arena, yeah.
So you hit the ground, yeah. You can do the CFL too?
The XFL was awesome, though.
It's exciting.
Because they didn't have a coin toss. You had to like skirmish for the ball.
The XFL
you just fight.
Was ridiculous.
You fight.
They set the ball. It's like dodgeball. They set the ball down at midfield and you run towards it and kick each other.
You know, the NFL actually adopted Skycam from the XFL.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Skycam's the best thing that's happened in the NFL in like a decade.
You can thank Vince McMahon.
AKA Madden Cam.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love it.
Speaking of the NFL, here's some big games for this weekend. We got the 9-2 Vikings led by one Case Keenum, still shockingly to me, against the 7-4 Atlanta Falcons.
Did you know that the NFL October Player of the Month was Case Keenum?
November, right?
I'm sorry, November.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Keenum, he's player just, of the month.
Just a dude playing quarterback for Minnesota.
What's incredible is that this run, while I don't think anyone believes that it can be sustained over the course of multiple seasons,
no,
is going to get him paid as a backup for the next 15 years.
Yep.
So good for Case, a great dude who, look, I'm very limited.
How do you know he's a great dude?
Because I know a lot about him. He was on the Texans, man. He played at U of H. I've heard about this dude for a decade, for 6 or 7 years at the least. And what was I saying before you rudely interrupted me?
I don't know. Something about how you wanted to be friends with him or something.
I didn't say that. I really don't think we'd get along very well. He's sneaky. He's squeaky clean, Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
Wait, was he
just
at,
like you?
Was he at U of H when Sumlin was there?
Uh huh.
That far back?
Yeah, that was what blew Sumlin up, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
I don't know. You're gonna have to fact check that, Micah.
Nah, no one cares enough. We don't have to look.
I care. Yeah. Yeah, Sumlin, and yeah.
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
Yep.
So who do you like in this game?
Oh, the MyBookie.ag line is Falcons -3, and the over-under is 47. I am not in on Atlanta. I also feel off. I'm Minnesota +3.
Same.
ATL.
That's probably a good pick, Dan.
Let's go. I can't live in a world where Minnesota's 10-2.
Just to be clear, Case Keenum did not play for someone at U of H.
He didn't?
He was there right before.
Ah. Oh. He's that old?
Was it like, I know Art Browse is from U of H, but he wasn't an Art Browse guy, was he? Art Browse?
It says here, Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin was coaching Texans quarterback Case Keenum while both men were at the University of Houston. But this could be fake news. There's a lot of that out there.
You gotta stay woke.
Yeah.
You know what? Who really cares?
But stay woke. Shout out to Childish Gambino. Congratulations on those Grammy nominations.
Redbone.
Did everybody make a pick?
That was a good album. Yeah, Redbone?
I said Minnesota.
Yeah, great, you did. Minnesota. I said Minnesota. Dan said Atlanta. All right, next game. Lions at Ravens. The line is Ravens minus -3. The over-under is 43.5. Give me the Lions plus
Detroit.
+3.
Yeah.
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 Next game, Pats, Bills. New England's favored by 9. The over-under is 48 on myboogie.ag. Give me Pats minus -9.
Buffalo.
Yeah, nobody circles the wagons like Tyrod Taylor and the Buffalo Bills.
It's, dude, no. They're going to get the shit kicked out of them.
Probably. They probably will.
I'll kick the shit out of you, man. I didn't mean that.
Next game, 2-8-3 teams, Panthers, Saints. The line is on mybookie.ag is minus -4.5 for, I assume,
New Orleans. They're at home, right?
Over-under's 48.
I think they already kicked the shit off Carolina earlier.
Revenge game, Carolina plus +4.5.
Dude, Cam is not 100%. He looked like shit last week. So for that reason, I'm taking Carolina plus +4.5.
Who that?
Dan's on Nollins. And the biggest game of the week, the 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles at the 7-4 Seattle Seahawks. I am a little surprised that even on the road, the line is only Philly minus -6.
In Seattle. That's kind of shocking.
No, I'm saying I think they are more than 6 points better than Seattle, even at Seattle's house.
I don't know about that.
Philly minus -6.
I hate Philly, but I hate Russell Wilson even more. So I'm taking Philly.
Philly minus -6. I don't know how you could bet against Philadelphia. I just don't.
They're destroying teams.
The way we're rolling, yeah. But again,
Seattle's not that good. If they have an off day, Philly covers easy.
Check the schedule. We haven't played anybody. I think the Eagles win by a field goal, but Seattle covers. Give me Seattle plus +6.
Fucking pussy, Dan. The Monday night game is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. We'll talk about that. On Monday's podcast, if you want to know more.
What do you think of, I think Josh Gordon actually comes back this week for the Browns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he playing?
Everybody's really excited about that.
I'm excited. See that SI story that came out about
him? Dude, he's been giving some crazy interviews, man.
Yeah, we sell him $10,000 a month in weed.
He was dealing drugs. He's admitting openly to, yeah, he's
drinking alcohol in class.
Like scumbag move.
Water bottles.
You dip in high school, like in class? You had to hide it in like a water bottle?
I don't know if I dipped in class much.
That was the craziest thing we did in high school. Just dipped in class, especially during a movie. That was the best way to do it.
I vaguely recall that, like dipping pouches while there was a movie on in the dark or whatever. Trying to like, you know, blast.
Making out in the back row.
Kind of.
Pouches for us?
Pussy. Dude, I dipped regular shit in... like in the dugout and in baseball, but
dipping
I didn't.
Is disgusting.
Not in class. Yeah, it is. What a nasty habit.
It's like one of the worst habits you can pick up in high school.
Nasty habit. I'm so glad I didn't pick that one up. If you're looking for a place to place bets this weekend on all these games, on the Thursday night game, the Sunday night games, the Monday night game, the Saturday games,
the Friday game.
Conference championship weekend, you know where to do it. MyBookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR to get up to a 50% deposit bonus. They got live lines. If you miss kickoff, you can still get money down. You play, you win, you get paid. NBA season's in full swing. I started betting on hockey. My little brother's been making money in hockey somehow. He hit a parlay last night on a hockey game and texted me about it.
He hit a
parlay with two hockey games. Hmm. And I said, what are you doing betting on hockey? But he's winning, so I guess, whatever. MyBookie.ag, backdoor is the deposit code. Use it. Get that bonus. Make some money. Take some of these picks. Fade Dan. Do what you do. We got some calls on the hotline. The hotline number is 800-392-6344. If you want to make a call, 800-392-6344. Leave a voicemail. Give us a take. Leave a rant. I think we're probably good on rappers at the moment, but if there's any more you want to come out of the woodwork and drop some bars on the hotline, fine. Do it. Bring it on. Whatever. 800-392-6344. Micah, look like you want to talk.
Yeah, we don't have any calls to play today.
Oh, we don't.
None of them were good
we
enough. I apologize. But we do have a fun email that was just sent in.
Oh.
And I'd just like to share it with you guys and let you react to it.
Oh, okay.
This is from a listener, Stephen Perez.
Oh, Stephen.
Who says, classic game of fuck, marry, kill, but for your three favorite sports teams. Take your three teams and pick which one would have continual dominance and win championships upon championships. That's Mary. One to be constantly middle of the road with an occasional trip to the playoffs and an early elimination. That's a fuck. And one to compete and to be complete and underdog shit that you would kill.
That's really hard for me, man, because the Texans are absolute trash. I'd have to kill them, but I really don't want to kill them because they've got the future, Deshaun Watson, waiting in the wings, and he's going to come back 110% and dominate the league for a decade.
Slow down.
The Rockets are the best team in basketball.
Oh God!
I don't know how I could possibly just fuck them. And then the Astros just won the World Series, so I obviously have to marry them. But it's just tough to be like to pick a favorite right now in Houston is just I don't know.
You're so annoying.
Yeah.
Cocky Sports Ross is the worst Ross.
Yeah, you made that statement. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to ride this train for as long as it's fucking rolling.
Well, if it meant getting to a big conference and winning national championships every year, I'm marrying UCF. I'm fucking the Eagles. And sorry, but I just got to kill the Sixers.
What?
Those are my three favorite teams. So.
Yeah, but Dan, you got to kill UCF.
I'm not killing UCF. So the one thing that's
what about
the
process,
I care about most
Dan?
In life.
Can I combine college with pro here?
What about that's the process?
What about it?
You gonna murder it?
No, I love the process and I love the Sixers, but like of the three teams that I care least about, it's probably the Sixers. It goes UCF, Eagles, Sixers.
Okay.
And then Flyers.
Yeah, Phillies. If we're going realistic, I marry the Rockets, murder the Texans, and fuck the Astros.
I'm marrying the Longhorns. I'm fucking the Cowboys and I'm killing the Spurs. Even though they've been the best to me.
What is wrong? I do not understand you.
I don't understand your face, man. What's going on there?
You need to change your face or I'll change it for you. What movie is that from?
Well, I don't know.
Anyway. Was it like the reference movies?
Hey, the Grizzlies fired their coach.
They did.
I don't care.
What other stuff? LeBron got ejected from his first NBA game ever.
Then he like bitched about on social media.
Yeah. There's nothing exciting to talk about in the NBA, really.
Actually, the Celtics are going for, what, 20 straight tonight against the Sixers, but Embiid's not playing. So it's a back-to-back. So
wait,
it's an off night.
I thought
Embiid.
Their streak ended, dude.
No, I think they haven't lost yet.
Yes, they have.
Can we check that, Micah?
I'll check that. I'm going to check that for you. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
They still have two losses, I thought.
The fuck? No, man, they lost 3 days ago.
To who?
To the Pistons.
No, I'm not paying attention, I guess.
5 days before that, they lost to the Heat.
I saw a tweet then. The tweet lied to me.
No, their streak's been over since November 22nd.
Okay. Well, Embiid's not playing tonight back-to-back. So Celtics -8.5 is probably a good play.
Yeah. Didn't y'all play last night, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Embiid doesn't play back-to-back. Yeah, that's his off night.
Ah, gotcha.
They're still restricting his minutes.
Yeah, no, and I don't mean to insult the NBA. It's an exciting season so far. There's a lot of good teams that with a lot of injured. I mean, when is your boy coming back, Kawhi?
Last week,
nobody
Tony
knows,
Parker
right?
said he expects him back in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then Pop said, is that Dr. Tony Parker? Because he doesn't know what he's talking about. So who knows?
How are you guys doing without him?
They're doing good.
Great.
Yeah, I wouldn't rush
Tony
back
Parker's
now.
Back. He looked great last night.
NBA doesn't really start till March.
Back-to-back birdies for Tiger.
Oh, Christ. We got to talk about Tiger for
Dude,
a minute
he's one
before
off
we
the
get
lead.
Out of here.
He's in second place?
Tiger yeah. Woods, we got him on the big screen in the office, right? We're streaming the Golf Channel app on Apple TV.
Shouts to GC.
The whole damn office is watching Tiger every swing, overreacting to every putt, every fucking... He hit a shot and then walked a few feet forward, you know, like cocky Tiger used to, and people came in their pants.
It's the Tiger effect.
The Tiger is back movement is so outrageous. This is American desperation at its finest. It's over. Everyone needs to admit it's over and move on.
The best part is, too, the guys he's playing against, all the young guns, are like the same way we are.
Yeah, they want him to be. They want him to kick their ass.
Yeah,
but he's not going to.
Like they're in awe when they're on the golf course.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I mean, he's one back behind the lead.
It's fucking Thursday. It's the World Golf Championship, or what is it called? The World Wonder World Final. What is it?
World Hero Challenge.
What the hell does that even mean?
It's in the Bahamas. It's Tiger Woods' golf tournament.
The World Hero Challenge. The man has a pain pill problem and a hooker problem and a waitress problem.
They're not
and
he's hookers.
Whatever, bottle service chicks. Hero is a bit of an overstatement.
He likes restaurants.
Dude, you know those old videos of Tiger when he used to like just come like uncorked during his drive? He just wanted to like unleash one.
Right.
He's doing that. He's like, he's whipping his back. Like, he looks really strong.
Well, he actually got
I'm watching a video right now.
Got his back fused, Ross. He's going to be a different guy.
Jeez, man.
Uh-huh. He's going to be a little bit more stiff. He might be a little Fred Couple-y.
I'm not.
He's going to be in tournaments. He's going to actually finish all four rounds.
I'm not getting excited about Tiger till
this cast.
Three, four tournaments deep of competitive play.
Give me Tiger for the Masters 2018.
Oh, my God.
Book it.
Any shouts?
Can we read a couple reviews real quick, Ross?
Yeah, well, I guess.
There's some good ones here. There are a couple themes that I see. So just as a quick reminder, go to iTunes, rate us 5 stars, leave us a review. If it's funny, we'll read it. Here's one from someone calling himself Big D, and then parentheses saying an inaccurate nickname. The review is entitled Trash. And the review just reads, UFC is trash.
UFC?
UCF. Oh, I'm sorry. UCF.
Is it UCF or UF?
It's UCF is trash.
Damn, Dan.
Well,
here's one from Senor Deal Closer entitled, Ellen's Got Great Takes. 5 stars.
That's you, man.
That's me. I'm Ellen.
On a recent trip to Philly, I took a page out of Dave's playbook and went down to the city department of sanitation. Everything we thought about Dan is true. He is certified trash.
Dan.
I've got the paperwork to prove it.
Certified trash.
Big shout out to Ellen DeGeneres for taking the time out of her busy schedule to co-host this sports podcast.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you.
And how about here's one called Frat by Epic Zaxman.
I already hate this one.
I'm in a frat. I like sports. If you're in a frat and you like sports, then that's cool, and you should listen to this thing. Or don't. I'm in a frat, and I don't care. WDE. What does that stand for?
War Damn Eagle.
Oh. Well, fuck. Whatever. And then how about just one more? This one's from Carson.
I'm leaving.
Carson Wentz is our savior. It's entitled UFC number 15 in ratings, number one in our hearts.
UCF.
Bill is walking out on the cat. He's done.
This podcast. Well, here's one. This podcast is trash.
Hey, I respect it.
There's two. Well, you know what? We might as well do two more.
Just keep doing them.
This one is entitled Bake Greater Than Dorn. Dylan is straight trash for always hating on Baker Mayfield. If he ever tries to come back to Lakeway, we're at his door with the gat.
Dan is That's a threat, man.
Dan is always welcome at Lake Travis, even though he probably can't afford it. And, you know, now that Ross left, this one isn't as funny. It's entitled I Only Listen Because of Ross. Ross was born to be a podcast host. I can't really elaborate, but it's super fun to listen to.
That take is trash.
That is a trash take.
All right, I'm out of here, too.
Goodbye.
It's been fun.
Leave us a review.
We love you. Goodbye.